First, let's talk about some good news. Chicago is now previewing renovations into the newest version of the Chicago O'Hare International Airport. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Glimpse at the future of O'Hare Airport today. Mayor Brandon Johnson unveiled plans for a new satellite concourse. It's a sign of progress on a large $6 billion upgrade that has fallen behind schedule. Here's NBC5's Lisa Chavarria.
Hey there, the plans are already in the works. That is what the Chicago Department of Aviation is saying that part of this construction actually began last year. Earlier this morning, Mayor Brandon Johnson was joined by several alderpersons, United and American Airlines, as well as the three Chicago-based architecture firms working on this project. This is just part one of a major multi-billion dollar renovation to O'Hare Airport, which would include a new global terminal and two new satellite concourses. Earlier this month, the mayor decided to delay a portion of this project as a cost-cutting measure. The city says they are now prioritizing the global terminal instead, which includes satellite concourse one. So what will this mean for passengers? The city says with this satellite concourse, there will be 19 new gates, which will extend concourse C. This is expected to help reduce layover times and will bring in roughly 3,800 construction jobs. Again, the city's Department of Aviation says work is already being done on this. The mayor called this a once-in-a-generation expansion.
Investing in our airports is an investment in all of our communities. It creates new career opportunities for Chicagoans and fosters opportunities for local businesses and entrepreneurs to create generational wealth.
The city says Satellite One is the first major component of the much larger plan, which they say would include two new satellite concourses, a new global terminal replacing Terminal Two, and an underground tunnel connecting all of those facilities. The commissioner of the Department of Aviation wouldn't give us an exact timeline as to when all of this work could be complete. What she did tell us is that at this point, this will go by in phases, meaning that O'Hare will still be as functional as it possibly can be. Reporting from City Hall, Lisa Chavarria, NBC5 News.
I like that. I actually agree.
Was joined by
having a updated airport and continue to invest in infrastructure actually makes for a much, much greater opportunity to bring in more resources and businesses. And so you have to have great airports. You got to have great infrastructure. And I agree with the idea of putting money into Chicago O'Hare. So I do not disagree with that whatsoever. Shout out to Chicago. Good news for y'all. What up, Carrie? Carrie says, what up, Anton? Good afternoon, chat. Pray you all have an awesome and incredible day. Carrie, Miss Carrie Baby is in the building, y'all. Shout out to Carrie, my pretty girl. Shout out to you. I love you, baby girl. You are absolutely awesome. So that's what's happening over there in Chicago. But over in Georgia, two fools, not a whole fool, two half of fools, combined to make one whole fool, is caught on camera breaking in cars. Check it out.
Two men are under arrest in Fayette County, charged with car break-ins caught on home surveillance cameras. As Fox 5's Doug Evans reports, investigators say the men have been linked to similar crimes and even violent crimes elsewhere in Metro Atlanta.
Here's the home surveillance video that cops say helped break the case with the arrest of the two men. Fayette County Sheriff Barry Babb says the men are responsible for...
Hey, hold on. It's four lights. We live in a day and age where everybody, like at least half the block, even in the hood, half the block, thank you for the super chats, I'm going to be reading those shortly. At least in the hood, half the blocks are going to have ring cameras, security cameras, the street lights, the street poles, even in some of the worst hoods got cameras. These fools is out here with Panda Dunks on. He got... Hoochie Daddy shorts on, long sleeves, gloves so that you don't have no fingerprints, and ain't none of them wearing masks. Hey, can we get a round of applause with some of the dumbest criminals in the world? What is wrong with these dudes? And even the dude in red, he got on gloves too. He wearing red, the brightest color that you're supposed to not wear as a criminal. Listen, you got the kids' stuff is over in the corner. Good taxpaying folk. got their cars. You can't even park your car outside no more. And they out here with the camera on, robbing, stealing, killing.
Case with the arrest of the two men. Fayette County Sheriff Barry Babb says the men are responsible for breaking into cars at seven homes, as well as stealing mail in Fayette County.
They were multi-purpose, not only.
Oh, and you stealing mail? Ooh, that's a federal offense. Yeah. You got to throw them under the jail. Listen, and you stealing mail. That is a federal offense to steal mail. You took the car. You could have got a slap on the wrist for the car, but you decided to steal mail? Yeah. You got to throw you under the jail for that, big dog.
Were they operating in the middle of the night in a neighborhood where they could go from house to house very easily, but they were checking door handles, seeing what cars were unlocked, and they were checking mailboxes for any mail that hadn't been picked up yet.
Sheriff's deputies arrested Zyjavius Jones and Deandra Strozer.
And they always fit the description. Lips black, a little bit more crustier on the sides as usual. Beard a little bit uncouth. One of them got braids. The other one is just fitting the description. Got to have you a couple tattoos on the face. Definitely both of them got tattoos on the neck. Zyjavius, shout out to Zyjavius Jones and Deandra Strozier. Sounds like criminals to me.
They are both 34 and from Atlanta. The sheriff credits the quality of the home video, other law enforcement technology, and the persistence of investigators for leading them to the identification and arrest of the two car breaking suspects.
Without video, cases like this wouldn't be made.
Sheriff Barry Babb says Jones and Strozer are suspects in similar crimes all around metro Atlanta, including Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, Dunwoody, Milton, and Walton County.
Hey, who names their kids Zyjavius anyway and Dandra?
Sheriff says they are also suspects in violent crimes.
They're both convicted felons. They're both on probation for violent crime. And they're linked to violent crime.
The arrest of Jones and Strozer comes with a continued plea to keep your cars locked at night and take your valuables inside. And if you have the ability, invest in good security cameras.
And don't leave y'all pistols inside of y'all cars. I know it's some people that leave their pistols inside of their cars, so be careful with that also. And then last but not least, a 14-year-old girl is accused of killing her grandmother. Check it out.
Learning brand new information tonight about what police say led to the murder of a 79-year-old woman, allegedly at the hands of her teenage granddaughter.
CBS News Miami's Yvonne Taylor is live where that grandmother lived. Yvonne, what did the just-released arrest report reveal?
Elliot and Lauren, according to the arrest report, the day that his mother was murdered, the father of the girl took away the cell phone from his daughter because of behavioral issues. He left them both here at the apartment complex. And according to police, when he came back, he found signs that his mother had been beaten. Mm.
The 14-year-old girl who's
a white girl. That's a white girl. All day, every day. Why they blowing her face out? Her face out. That's a murderer. That's a white girl right there. See, it's not always just black people. It's not always Hispanic people. It's not always Latino people. It's not always Arabic people. That is a white girl. And so she had a little tantrum. He left her home with mama, took her phone. She got pissed off and she beat the hell out of the mama and killed her.
CBS News Miami is not identifying because of her age, covered her face, and looked up as her immigration status was discussed in court.
Or maybe it ain't. Maybe she's Venezuelan. I don't know, but she ain't from here.
If she's not an American citizen, someone needs to notify the Ukrainian consulate.
Why are these all of these immigrants out here running free and running rampant? I heard Trump say a stat yesterday, and we're going to go over that on the next part of this the live stream of Trump's speech, conviction, and everything like that, and also reactions from New Yorkers. I heard Trump say yesterday that crime in Venezuela is down 72% because of all of the people that they decided to let free come over into America.
It's pretty good English, but with respect to court procedure, the legalese, I do feel that it would be in her benefit to have a Ukrainian translator present in court.
Ukrainian.
What was not discussed in court is what the arrest form reveals. a lot of it from the father of the teenager who called 911. He advised that the victim, his 14-year-old daughter, recently moved from Ukraine. He advised that his daughter had been giving him behavioral issues, which he believed are from the war that she witnessed in Ukraine and being separated from her mother. As a result, he took her cell phone from her that day in an effort to discipline her. Grandmother and daughter stayed at the apartment while he went to see a friend. When he came back at 12:30 a.m.,
you know who the friend is, right? Busting it down for a real one. Yeah, he left her at the house with the grandmother, went and go see his sad chick or his little boo thing. You know what I'm saying? Got back at 12:30 a.m., was feeling real comfortable, and ran into the worst thing that he could possibly find. Mother lying on the floor with bruises all over her body.
He found his mother lying on the floor with bruises all over her body. Based on the investigation, it was determined that the teenager physically struck the victim multiple times. Due to the minor striking the grandmother, she was killed.
I'll take my right to be silent till I consult with my attorney.
Vladimir Koval is the father of the 14-year-old girl. She is accused of killing her 79-year-old grandmother. Koval is also the son of the victim.
So the 14-year-old girl has only been in the U.S. for 8 months. This is according to her father. She will remain in a juvenile detention center for now, and she is charged with second-degree murder. Her next hearing is scheduled on June 12th.
So I guess I need to brush up a little bit on my international issues and ways in which we deal with people that's not even from the United States of America. If she's not a U.S. citizen and she's being charged, if convicted, does she serve her prison sentence here or is she deported? What happens? You know what I'm saying? So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening across America, Florida, Georgia, Chicago. That is your quick hits.